I think the music in Frail Grasp on the Big Picture is completely different from anything we've done. Yeah, it's almost jazz, you know, it's funky jazz, and it's almost like something that Steely Dan might have done. It was a lot of fun doing that track. I think the American press or the American media in particular have been far too complicit in the coverage of this war. I think there has been, especially early on, when they made it seem a matter of patriotism and how dare you question the Pentagon and how dare you question the president. And the press in this country was just printing whatever they were fed by the military. And nobody was doing any in-depth investigation or in-depth reporting. I mean, a few people were, obviously. I mean, when I say journalism is dead and gone, I don't mean completely. I just mean, for the most part, there has been a big lapse in terms of the coverage of this war. You know, as you know, I'm not a big fan of the press, having seen the ineptitude and the lazy journalism and inaccuracies in my own life and my own career. It makes you wonder how accurate things are that are really important.
Of history, we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over and over again, and then we wonder why we're in the shape we're in. Good old boys down at the bar, peanuts and politics, they think they know it all, they don't know much of nothing. Even if one of them was to read a newspaper cover to cover, that ain't what's going on. Journalism dead and gone. Frail grasp on the big picture. Night fading and the fog is getting closer. Frail grasp on the big picture. Dark ages. For conversations that go on until the dawn. How many times can you tell your story? How many hangovers can you endure just to get some snuggling done? You're living in a homo dream. You don't have the slightest notion what long-term love is all about. All your romantic liaisons don't deal with the eternal. Who let the cap off the freaking toothpaste? Who's turn to take the garbage out? Frail grasp on the big picture. You keep on rubbing that you're gonna get a blister. So frail grasp on the big picture. I've seen it all before. Games, and the right will prevail. All our troubles shall be resolved. We hold faith above all.
Yeah, that's the lyric I'm worried about. You know, that's, we're going to get some backlash from that, but I don't care. I mean, you know, a lot of our fans out there in Middle America are still quite conservative and quite religious, I think. And so I don't know if they'll see the... I mean, it's just a good-natured poke. I don't mean for it to be... I mean, people are certainly entitled to believe in what they want to believe in. But the way religion is used for petty things, you know, there's a very popular TV show here now called Friday Night Lights, which is about football in small towns, which was inspired, I think, by a story about football in Texas, you know, where football is right up there next to God and mom and the flag and apple pie. And there's always a prayer before the games. And sometimes the prayer asks... I mean, they used to come out and just ask outright for victory. But now they just sort of pray that nobody gets hurt, which is fine. But, you know, they ask the Lord to watch over this football game. As if the Lord has nothing else to do. As if the universe, you know, is so small that the Lord has time to watch football games.
Gold with the Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. Next, Glenn Frey on the track called What Do I Do With My Heart?